BANFF Mayor Karen Sorensen joining me on the program. How are you doing today?
I am well, thank you.
Good. A special date for a council meeting on a Tuesday, and I understand it was a pretty full house as you guys considered what to submit for the Canada 150 grant submission.
BANFF skateboard community came out in full force to hear council's decision on this. As part of the Canada 150 celebration, there's some infrastructure funding to be had through a granting organization, and they've requested submissions for shovel-ready community projects that could be completed by 2017, and it should also be considered some kind of legacy project. So if successful, the town would receive up to a maximum of $500,000 for a project. We have three capital projects that are shovel-ready. In fact, we will submit all three, and it's likely that we will only see one funded, and that was the purpose of prioritizing them.
The skate park proponents got their wish because that moved to the top of the priority list?
That's true. Council selected the skateboard park as their first preference. The Recreation Grounds Master Plan calls for an expanded and a permanent skateboard park that would be obviously an attraction for our residents, but also for our visitors.
What were the other two projects that are potentials here?
Nature and Adventure Play Area at the Rec Grounds, and it'll have some water features. It's just a bit of a more non-traditional playground area. And then the third project we considered is the upgrade at Surprise Trail and Surprise Corner, upgrading the roadside and also creating new and different viewing platforms. There's no guarantee that we'll get a grant because we are competing for the funds with probably every other community in Canada. And I think it's important to mention, too, it also doesn't mean that any of these projects fall off council's radar. It just may be a way of moving one of them up a little quicker.
And I understand that Bike Month in Banff has been pretty successful so far.
Yeah, it's a great thing to celebrate in June. The weather has been perfect. We're celebrating all kinds of biking opportunities over the months. We had 20 riders participate in the group commute from Canmore to Banff and in the other direction last week, and that was co-hosted by Canmore and Banff because we like doing those kind of things together. We had a roadside repair clinic last week at Seoul Ski and Bike, and there were so many people there we had to bring in an extra instructor. And then just yesterday morning we had about 20 cruisers stop by Central Park celebrating riding their bikes to work, and we had some breakfast for them and some giveaways. So it's been great. We certainly encourage our residents in Banff to bike to work. One of the taglines we've been using that I think is great is it's just easier.
Right on. Banff.ca/bike month has more details on some of the events going on, including tonight with the mountain bike ride with the Shred Sisters. Something else going on in the town of Banff, the Bear Street Vonerf opened on Friday, and I understand it's been pretty successful as well.
It did. It looks absolutely beautiful. Lots of people, lots of activity. That's the intention, some animation and vibrancy. We do spell Wunerf in Banff with two Fs because in Banff we like to have things with two Fs, although the correct spelling would actually only have one F. And to add to that, of course, this morning the farmer's market starts with their new location as a trial on Bear Street as part of the Wunerf activity.
Fantastic. Banff Mayor Karen Sorensen, thanks for the update.
Thank you, Rob.